I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Aberdare's Country Club in Nyeri County in the Republic of Kenya, in our mother continent of Africa. And we continue to discuss issues about the continent. And today, we focus on a country that remains troubled. The country now known as the Central African Republic. Prior to that, its name was Ubangishari. Ubangishari was the name of Central African Republic, and that name changed only when she regained independence toward the end of the 1950s in the early 60s. And at that time, the person who became the leader was David Dacko. When David Dacko became the leader, he was, of course, one of the leading African leaders. And it is significant that when I read the compilation of the 32 speeches that were delivered in Addis Ababa between the 23rd and 25th days of May 1963, one of the most iconic speeches was by David Dacko. And he said, if I paraphrase, that Central African Republic is happy to be a part of the Organization of African Unity because if we were not, we would not be free from the clutches of the French. So David Dacko became the president of Central African Republic, headquartered in Bangui. But what then happened became very unfortunate because in 1966, there was a coup d'etat. And in that coup d'etat, there emerged a man called Jean Bedel Bokassa. Jean Bedel Bokassa served in the French army and was a great admirer of Charles de Gaulle. And one of the things that he did was to make himself Emperor Jean Bedel Bokassa. He forced school children to buy clothes and he enthroned himself as the emperor in the style of Napoleon Bonaparte. And this individual ruined the economy of Central African Republic. He ruined the economy of that country in such a monumental way by dividing people along tribal and religious lines. The northern part of Central African Republic is largely Islamic. The southern part is largely Christian. And what he did was to use the money that he had to build major palaces. He remained in that condition and troubled the people. And of course, at one time, he was supported, of course, by the French. And also, he moved from the French support and went to Muammar al-Gaddafi. And that is when the trouble started and that is when the problems of Central African Republic started. Because the French were saying, how are we losing our country, their country, to Muammar al-Gaddafi? And in 1979, they determined that they bring back David Dacko to power in what was then known as Operation Barracuda. And during the Operation Barracuda, it is instructive. When this man, Jean Bedel Bokassa, was in power, it was very interesting. He had a very close relationship with the then French leader, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing. And Valéry was so close to him that he was alleged to have been bribed by Jean Bedel Bokassa. And that is how he lost the election to François Mitterrand. And it is during the administration of François Mitterrand that the Operation Barracuda was undertaken, and it brought our good friend David Dacko back to power in 1979. But he did not last long, because in the year 1981, André Kolingba mounted a coup d'etat. And from that day on, coup d'etats became the problem of Central African Republic. Patassé became, and there were many coup d'etats until the most iconic coup d'etat took place when François Bozizé became the president. There had been a number of heads of state, but François Bozizé is important in this regard because we now started having breakdown of law and order along tribal and religious lines, and coup d'etats were mounting, and the French were bringing in their legionnaires in order to ensure that that particular place was stabilized. And when Bozize was ultimately overthrown in the year 2013, that is when a very good friend of mine, Catherine Samba Panza, became a transitional president for 2 years. Samba Panza became a good candidate to be a transitional president. Some thought you needed a motherly touch. She had also been the mayor of the city of Bangui, and she served reasonably well by way of transitioning the country into an electoral period. But that electoral period, which saw the emergence of President Teodora, who still remains the president. And Teodora remained the president, but it must be remembered in 2013, when there was the coup that took away Bozize, there had been Suleiman Abdoulaye Selem, who is from the Seleka group, who are now to be found in the north. They were mounting this particular coup, saying that the North cannot be ignored. The conflict was now a Christian, Muslim, and a tribal conflict, and the government of Central African Republic no longer had control of that environment. The French had somehow abandoned them. And when Teodora came, that is when the movement away from the French started in earnest. It is the administration of Teodora that then invited the Wagner Group from Russia. And the Wagner Group stabilized Bangui, stabilized the areas that are controlled by his administration. And as it is now, what the Wagner Group was doing was also to protect the miners, because this is a country that is very rich in minerals. It's bigger than almost twice the size of France. That is how big the Central African Republic is. They started protecting the mine. And as we speak now, I dare say, if the Russian group is eliminated from Central African Republic in Bangui, which I've had the occasion of visiting only 2 years ago, if they leave, then there would be chaos in Central African Republic. It is that chaos that has also attracted the attention of the UN and attracted the attention of the African Union. Of course, there was the dalliance of United Nations forced there for purpose of peacekeeping. There was also the idea of having the African Union. But we also know that the conflicts in the neighborhood have also affected the Central African Republic. We have had people from the Democratic Republic of Congo. We have even had elements of the Lord's Resistance Army in Uganda finding their way to Central African Republic. We have had elements from Sudan finding their way into that area. We have had elements of the Janjaweed from Chad and from Sudan finding their way in the Central African Republic. So we have a country that is in a state of confusion, a state of conflict, and conflict that is nuanced in many ways. Not so long ago, I was listening to a documentary about the Central African Republic, and it was a documentary where they were interviewing the leader of the rebel group somewhere in the northern part of Central African Republic. And I heard him address his troops. He says, "We are going back to Bangui. And when we go back to Bangui, we are going to ensure that you are integrated into the army. But remember that the Seleka group, which is a rebel group, is also split into many factions. And this split is also exacerbated by the existence of Islamist group in that particular region, with the consequence that there is not a single command, and with the consequence that the world is no longer interested in Central African Republic, with the consequence that there are people who are also fueling hostility and conflict into that arena, because it enables them to mine gold, it enables them to mine different minerals, and it also enables them to exploit the other resources to be found in that particular region." So what do we have in Central African Republic? We have an administration that in many ways is collapsing. We have an administration that is collapsing because we have elements, and some even argue that that collapse is engineered by elements from France. It is even argued that that collapse is engineered by people who are interested in illicit mines. It is argued that that particular collapse is also engineered by Islamist groups which are interested in creating chaos for the purpose of enabling the miners who are coming from different parts of the world to take away the wealth of Central African Republic. The tragedy is because there is no central government that is capable of controlling this particular country, it is known that the country does not have the ability to collect taxes. It is known that the infrastructure in that country is non-existent. In fact, if you travel outside of Bangui, some of the last tarmacs that were there were during the colonial period. It is known that there is no railway. It is known that there are very few airlines that actually fly into that area. I can dare say, because I know this as a fact, it is only Ethiopian Airlines that now flies there regularly. Kenya Airways, which had its flight to that place, has discontinued them or flies intermittently. So that country is one that is in crisis, and one would have loved to see the United Nations involved a lot more intimately. And one would have loved to see the African Union involved a lot more intimately, and the Organization of Central African Republic involved a lot more intimately, because it cannot be that a government which claims to be a government of an independent country relies on an external force to underwrite its existence and to guarantee its existence, as the administration of Faustin Theodora is currently undergirded by a Russian force. And the reality, therefore, is that we have a failed state in our hands in the form of Central African Republic. Beyond the lamentation, what ought to be done? What ought to be done is that one wants to see an African Union, particularly now that we talk about the pacification of the continent of Africa, the Central African Republic, or Ubangishari as we knew it before the advent of the colonizers, is at the very heart of Africa. And if it remains in that state, then it is an unfortunate situation, because it is aiding the conflicts that are taking place in the Sahelian region and creating an environment that will interfere with many things in the continent of Africa, including trade, including the free movement of peoples, including the elimination of non-tariff barriers, which require that we have infrastructure that will be the lifeblood of trade in the continent of Africa. A sorry state. It started badly. The French intervened badly. They undermined the stability of the country badly. And lastly, I saw the son of Jean Bedel Bokassa going back to Bangui and saying, "I want to reclaim our palace." I hope that it will not happen. That is Central African Republic, an unfortunate country which we have a duty to protect and to resuscitate. Thank you very much. We continue to look at the continent of Africa, the good, the bad, and the ugly, but our continent nevertheless.